Quaker Puff Rice Sparkies bring you... Quaker Puff Rice Sparkies bring you Terry and the Pirates.
Look at it this way. Hirachi, the man who never sleeps, has been able to exert a strange influence over Dr. John Quill, even though the two men never see each other. Pat and Terry and others are trying to free Dr. Quill of this spell. And here in Hong Kong, hope to nab Hirachi and bring him face to face with Quill. But evidently, the sleepless one is a pretty wise customer and has a few plans of his own, such as getting Terry into trouble. And, well, is Hirachi also responsible for the disappearance of Ginger Lee, Terry's sister?
Stand by! Oh, here comes Quake with a bang bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang bang. Quake a puff like Sparky's, the rice that's hot from guns. The family's favorite breakfast, the rice that's hot from guns. Quake a puff like Sparky's, have vitamins to tell. These he's fed to extra pep, and boy, the taste is well. Here comes Quake with a bang bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang bang.
Hiya, gang. Say, have you heard the joke about the roof? No? That's just as well. It's over your head. But, gang, for a head start on a really swell-tasting breakfast, just get next to a bowl of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Puffed Rice Sparkies. Add milk and your favorite fruit. Now, how about it? You fellas and girls that did just that this morning, did you ever taste anything so delicious? Yes, sirree. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice Sparkies are the famous breakfast grain shot from guns. Exploded 8 times normal size. Crispy, toasty, and tasty. Every bite crammed with flavor and bang full of restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. Now the rest of you, I mean those of you who missed out this morning, how about you? Don't you think it's high time you got in on the fun? From now on, make yours a breakfast grain shot from gun. That's Quaker Puffed Wheat and Puffed Rice Sparkies. Get both kinds. But remember, they come only in the big Quaker packages that are red and blue. They're the ones for you.
It shouldn't have happened, but it did. Leaving Dr. Quill safe in the hands of Pat Ryan and Big Jim Proudhorn, a few of our friends started out to see Hong Kong. There was Terry and Ginger Lee, Elata and Flip Corkin. Yeah, and before they knew it, they were in the midst of a brawl. It happened in a small Chinese eating place. The police arrived, and our friends were hustled off to the station. Although Elata and Ginger were released, they knew that Terry and Corkin might be detained many hours before the police were satisfied. So Ginger had an idea.
Let's find a taxi cab, Elata. Then we can ride around to the shop.
Watch out.
Where all the trouble started. Maybe I can talk to the owner, and perhaps we can take him to the hotel to see Mr. Ryan, and then everything will be arranged. We can get the police to release Terry and Colonel Corkin quickly.
So that's what happened. Elata and Ginger went to a tiny eating place on a side street. When the cab pulled up outside, Ginger said,
"You wait out here, Elata. I'll explain to the owner. Poor fellow, he must be terribly upset about his lunchroom being wrecked in a fight. I'll bring him out, and then we'll all go to the hotel."
And back in the Hong Kong hotel, Big Jim Proudhorn is complaining to Pat Ryan.
"Look at this, Ryan. My best pair of trousers, my Sunday pants, my only pair of bone bags."
"Oh, how'd you rip that trouser like that?"
"I don't know. I sat down, and when I got up, I felt something give. And now look, I can't go out in the street like this."
"Oh, hardly."
"Isn't that always the way? Your shoelace always breaks when you're in a hurry."
Yeah, I know how it is. Jim, you better send those trousers to the tailor. He can fix them."
"Yeah, I guess I'll have to. But a fat man, I can get into more trouble. Seems like every time I turn around, see, the phone rings, and I'll bet you..." "Hello? Oh, this isn't Mr. Ryan, it's..." "Oh, hello. Is that you, Ginger? Ah, yes, he's right here.
What do you want?
Oh, I don't know.
There's more trouble. Oh, Ginger.
Mr. Ryan, will you come over to Tingling Road, number...
Yeah?
Number 141. Come quickly, please. Everything is arranged for the shopkeeper.
I don't know what you mean, Ginger. What shopkeeper?
Why, the fight was. I'm here now. I'll wait for you. Come quickly, please.
Hello, Ginger. Can't you give me any more information? Hello? Hello? Ginger? She hung up?
Maybe you were disconnected.
No. I distinctly heard her bang up the receiver.
She wouldn't call if it wasn't important. You'd better get on over there.
Yeah, that was, 141 Tingling Road.
That's where Terry and Corkin engaged in their brawl. What'd she say?
Said everything was arranged.
Better get over there.
Better, yeah. I'll get on over there, all right. You stay here, Jim. Keep an eye on Dr. Quill.
Go ahead, Ryan. Nobody will bother Quill while I'm here. They have to reach him through this door, and I'll be in this room until you get back. So don't worry about Irachi dropping in. I'll be okay.
It was about a 10-minute walk to Tingling Road. When I came to the tiny lunchroom, I saw a cab out in front. I glanced in, and Eleda signaled to me.
Well, I left him in the hotel as fast as I could after what Ginger told me.
What are you doing here?
Well, what am I doing here? Well, where's Ginger? When
she telephoned... But she hasn't come out of the shop yet. I have been waiting. It must be over a half an hour.
We went into the lunchroom. Elena was worried about Ginger, and after taking a hasty look in the back part of the building, I began to feel uneasy, too.
Hey, there's nobody in this place, Elena.
She must be around somewhere.
Ginger phoned me. It must have been about 20 minutes ago. Elena, you say you didn't see her come out of this shop?
I am sure I would have seen her. The cab was right in front of the door.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting at?
Just this. Where could Ginger telephone from? No telephone in this place.
But you said she phoned you.
She called the hotel, yes.
You said she was at this address.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't like the looks of this, Elena.
But how could she... How could you just disappear?
She couldn't. Yeah, maybe there's another exit leading out to another street. Funny, the shopkeeper isn't around. I could imagine he lives back here. Well, let's see what's on the other side of that door. Must lead to something. Yeah. Yeah, Leda, it's a sort of a courtyard. You can see here? Kind of a little backyard.
Then maybe she went out this way, but where would she go?
Several other houses back up here. They all have doors, back doors. She'd have gone into any one of them.
Why?
Well, let's see. If she telephoned...
Are you sure it was Ginger?
Huh? Oh, yeah. It was Ginger, all right. Uh-oh. Now that I come to think of it, she did talk rather odd.
What do you mean, odd?
Well, as if she weren't sure of herself. And she clicked off. Yeah, almost as if somebody was standing beside her telling her what to say.
Could have... You think it was Irachi?
I don't know. All I know is she isn't here. Now, you didn't see her come out of the front door.
Hmm.
There's no telephone in here. Let's go out here in the backyard and have a look around. Huh? Hey, better come over here, Aletta. Pretty much of a puzzle.
I can't understand why she would phone you, ask you to come over here, and then not be here.
Yeah, why anyone else would force her to phone.
Huh?
I mean, if she were going to be spirited away, then why telephone me about it?
Exactly. It doesn't make very much sense, and
Hey, what's that?
What's what?
There, that piece of paper stuck on that door. I didn't notice that before. Will you get a load of this? Look here. It's a note. Written on the Hong Kong Hotel stationery.
Well, what does it say?
This does it.
Oh, what fools we are. We think we're so clever, and yet there's always somebody else who can be clever, too.
Here. Read it yourself.
She's in the hands of Iraqi.
Let me read that again. We'll exchange GL for JQ. The note is signed with the letter I. Guess that's clear enough, all right. We'll exchange Ginger Lee for JQ, for John Quill.
And that means...
It means that Irachi has been aware of our plans to try and trap him. He's not being led around by the nose. He's arranging things his way. It isn't good, Elena. It isn't good. Yes, Irachi is much more clever, more daring than our friends gave him credit for. And now Ginger Lee is gone, which ties our story up in a knot. So stand by.
Quaker Puff Rice Bar, he's the rice that's got some guns. Here comes Quaker with a bang bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang bang.
Well, gang, here it is, the list of winners of Philco Radios on the big ABC contest. Now, you ready? Catherine Tackett, Chickasaw, Alabama. Anders L. Harmon, Mena, Arkansas. Shirley Dabble, Oakland, California. Gerald Roberts, Redwood City, California. Ann Nylon, Denver, Colorado. John Richard Calvetti, Decatur, Illinois. Herbert N. Tagathorn, Springfield, Illinois. John Beaver, LaPel, Indiana. Jack Swarren, Brookville, Maryland. Dorothea June Coon, Walpole, Massachusetts. Richard Howell, South St. Paul, Minnesota. Carolyn Hutchins, Jackson, Mississippi. Joseph Wernick, Brooklyn, New York. Jerome Breyer, Corona, Long Island, New York. Willa Helwig, Ellesmere, New York. Beverly Safford, Gainesville, New York. Albert Fettig, Little Falls, New York. Louise Stahl, Long Island City, New York. Mary Ann Pence, Ashland, Ohio. Mary Gretchen Will, Dayton, Ohio. Belle Purcell, Lima, Ohio. Bob Price, Silverton, Oregon. Joan S. Gardner, Fort Worth, Texas. Jerry Don Evans, Longview, Texas. And Mary Lou Holter, Port Arthur, Texas. Now say, gang, here's something else. You keep this in mind, too. Don't forget Sky King, which follows. There'll be more names of Philco winners on Sky King, and we want you all to listen. Harry and the Pirates is dramatized for radio by Albert Barker, who says, exchanging Ginger for Dr. Quill is a simple proposition, and it looks as if Irachi holds the whip hand, as we'll find out in another surprise tomorrow. Same time, same station. Harry and the Pirates is directed by Wiley Adams.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.